This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mitchell, Scott Dunnett on vacation, the extremely more than capable Pat Finken filling in, though. 1-800-220-5500, 701-25-80-550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or you can text in 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. We got started in 1908. Providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contracting services not only to Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Residential services including furnace and air conditioner replacement, water heater replacement, garage heater installation, bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas, grill piping. Even commercial services, one of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck. H.E. Thompson & Sons prides themselves in the thousands of buildings they've installed the plumbing and piping systems in Bismarck, Mandan, and throughout North Dakota. Designing and building, new construction, prefab, repair, remodel. H.E. Thompson & Sons. Free estimates, HATandSons.com, or call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Pat Finken for Scott Hennett on What's on Your Mind.
And the more than capable Todd Mitchell assisting the less than capable. So
whatever.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennett. Glad to be back in the chair. It's been a long time since I've been able to break free and come in and do this, so I appreciate the opportunity and for Scott inviting me to join you today. I actually had a great discussion last segment with our friends from Americans for Prosperity. This tax thing is not getting a lot of attention nationally right now because of everything else going on. And it's critically important. We have an opportunity in this country to really change the tax code in a way that makes it fair for everybody and can really empower as an engine to our economy. And if we miss this opportunity, it would really be a tragedy because the world's economy is kind of mushy right now. And if America makes bold moves, we can really reassert ourselves as a force in the economy of the world. Not that we aren't now, but we've lost some ground in that regard. This is a bold move, and why that matters to all of us is because that leads to more jobs, better wages, and better prices for things for all of us. So I encourage you to pay attention to that going forward on the front of the tax. But the other big news in D.C. these days, of course, is the health care discussion. Of course, the House took action, passed the health care bill. It's over in the Senate now, and a lot of churn going on, and of course, the people with the long knives are out, and they're trying to distract people from what the real issues are. And of course, this again, if we don't get this done this year, it probably won't happen because of the political nature of what has to, you know, the environment that Congress needs to be in to be able to actually get something passed has to happen this year. So it's critically important for us to move on both these fronts before the end of the year. And that's why I've invited John Gottfried, who is, of course, North Dakota's new insurance commissioner, also a former member and senior member of the staff of the North Dakota Chamber, who has been involved in insurance, health insurance policy for quite some time. And John, welcome to the show, and thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
So before we get into that, let me just ask you, how do you like the job so far?
I really like it. It's been very enjoyable. It's been a little bit of a drinking from a fire hose, but that's exactly what I expected. I've got a great staff up there. There's a long tenured staff that has been doing a great job for a number of years, and they've made this transition, relatively easy, and it's been a really smooth transition. We've taken a little bit of our priority and focusing on being a lot more out in the public, a lot more public reaching and kind of some more guidance, focused. So being a little bit more public, I think I'm hoping everybody sees that. I'll plug it right now so I don't have to plug it later, but we've got a Facebook page, the North Dakota Insurance Department, and we're on Twitter. We're on all those things now, and it's important to stay up to date with what we're doing, and especially for some of the things you're talking about with the healthcare reform and all those things. So we've been really focusing on trying to be a good source, a good option for the public to come get information so they know what's going on.
Well, I agree with you. There's probably never been a time that it's more important for people to understand that they have a resource in your office to help them navigate what's going on, both in terms of federal insurance policy, but also some of the nuances of what's going on in North Dakota. And for people to be able to reach out and actually engage your department and you directly, I think is a critical point that you make. Because there's never been more churn in health insurance than right now, and in healthcare with the whole concept of healthcare in North Dakota. So, good for you guys. Well, I want to start the discussion because the reason that obviously, John, that I've invited you on today is to talk about what's going on nationally. Let's do a little recap of where we stand in terms of the policy today, and one of the things that I had hoped to do today is to dispel some of the myths surrounding the program that the Congress passed. Yep. And to talk about what really this does and what other components of this are going to play into the final product. But I don't want to be the only one asking questions today. If you want to be part of the show and if you've got a question for the commissioner, give us a call at 1-800-228-0550 or locally in the Bismarck area, 258-0550. Or you can text the question at 226-8503. So, John, kick us off a little bit. Give us a sense of where we stand today and what you see, not only the plan, but all the components, what it's going to mean to people in North Dakota.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to even take a little bit further step back and look at kind of where we are with the ACA right now in Obamacare. We've got states across our country that are facing the real possible reality of not having any insurers in that individual marketplace. And so I think before we even get to the discussion of what's in the House bill, I think we need to come to an understanding that the ACA as it stands right now, I think you can look across the board that everybody understands that there are changes and there are reforms that need to happen. It's failing under its own weight. We've got states in our country that are facing the real reality of not having any insurers in that individual marketplace, which is what this was predicated on. It was trying to get, more people in the insurance market, more people in health insurance, get them more coverage. But if the reality they're facing right now is that there's going to be no options for that coverage, what have we really done? So that's an important kind of baseline, I think, to lay first and foremost. Now, with what the House passed, and I'm going to kind of simplify it a little bit and speak to, kind of the important health insurance aspects. There's some Medicaid aspects. There's some other things that are in there that are more likely or probably better answered by the governor's office. But essentially what the House's version does is it relies on the state's high-risk pools, essentially. And North Dakota is one of five states that still has a high-risk pool that's operating. It's called CHAN. I'd encourage you to go out to our website if you want to know more information about CHAN. We've got a very robust high-risk pool. Now, what this was originally set up for is for folks who couldn't find health insurance in the general marketplace. So there'd be a kind of a state option that they could go into and enter into the CHAN program so they could have health insurance. Now, obviously, under the ACA and Obamacare, with that implementation, when the guarantee issue came, obviously the numbers of CHAN declined because nobody was being denied health care anywhere, and they couldn't be denied based on other conditions. So if you look at it, what it did to the marketplace is essentially what the ACA did is it brought in a lot of, kind of the sicker population, brought them into the general marketplace. And it was predicated on, well, we're going to encourage the younger, healthy people to enter in the marketplace, too, by ways of the mandate, by ways of these fines and penalties and things like that. Well, in the end, what happened is the sicker portion of our population entered into the marketplace, those who really need that coverage and are utilize it. And the younger folks didn't enter into the marketplace. They did the math and they figured, the $600 fine or $900 fine is cheaper than my $1,800 a month premium. So what it did is it really distorted the marketplace. It kind of took our insurers and they're no longer able to kind of price based on the risk that they're seeing and the different things that they generally have traditionally priced their premiums on. And so it's really kind of hamstrung them. And you've seen a lot. That's why a lot of insurers are leaving the marketplace, because they're simply you can no longer throw, you know, kind of good money after bad for you can only take face losses for so long before you've got to back out. So what the House bill does is it looks to fund state high risk pools, and allow them to opt out of some of the ACA components and allow them to that portion to be then covered in the state's high risk pool. Now, you wanted to dispel some of the myths and some of the rumors that you're hearing, and there are plenty of them, that go around. I think everybody, you know, when you talk about things like healthcare, which is a very personal discussion, certainly, you know, there's a lot of fear that gets thrown out. There's a lot of, you know, we're going to be kicked off. Everybody with pre-existing conditions is going to be kicked out, and it's not going to happen. That's just simply not true. Under the reading of the health of the House bill, the only way that you'd be kind of, I guess, removed from that general population is if you face a lapse in coverage of more than 60 days.
So, John, I'm going to cut you off there just for a second. We've got a hard break we've got to hit. And before you get too deep into this point, I'm going to let you come back after the break and finish the thought. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with John Gottfried after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince Webker's with me from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. A little sauna 101 for us. Some people think the sauna is a winter thing. That's not right, is it?
Now, if you had a sauna, you'd know it's a 365-day-a-year thing because it's addictive. Literally, it releases the body's natural endorphins, so you get that runner's high. By doing that, you're increasing your immune system. But like in the summertime, the last 3 days, we've had great weather. Sitting in the sauna, you'll physically start sweating within about 3 minutes and heavy. So that's the body at work getting detoxifying, getting rid of bad and allowing good to flow in better. So it's all year.
And if I get in there four times a week, I got a 66 better chance of not getting Alzheimer's.
That is correct, according to the University of Finland. It's a 20-year study.
Oh, wow. There's some science research for you folks. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Saunas 24/7, 365 make every day better. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too, or online at hotspringnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Mind 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text 701-226-8503, and you could end up being our call Delta first. One call does it all. Call of the day. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, E&I services, electrical and instrumentation services. Call Eric today, 406-250-8151 or online at deltacontractors.net. Again, it's Eric, 406-250-8151. Delta Constructors, Delta, one call does it all. One call to Pat Finken will do wonders. Pat Finken for Scott Heaven, what's in your mind?
We're working on it today. Our guest this segment is John Gottfried. He is the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner. We're talking about federal health care policy and what's going on in that regard. And one of the things I found interesting, there's a new poll out today from Rasmussen, talking about how, despite all the churn, support for ACA is not all that great. In fact, it's overwhelmingly people still want something done about it, either repealed or fixed, but they want something done about it. The real question is, what are we going to do about it? And the obstacle to that is all the fear mongering going on around this. Because I find it, and John, you addressed this or started to, and I'd like you to finish that thought. But it comes in a number of ways. Pre-existing conditions, obviously. The other one is the cost impact for senior citizens and the number of people who won't get insurance because of what's happening here. But all that, a lot of that is understanding the whole picture. For example, these comparisons that say, oh, there will be millions fewer people with health insurance because of this plan. What they're counting on when they do that is what they projected would be the enrollment in 2020, and then saying, okay, this plan's only going to have this much, but we said Obamacare would have this much. And that's we're going to put millions of people out of insurance because of this plan. Well, those people aren't signed up today. They're saying they're talking about being on the come here in terms of the number of people. This doesn't have that effect on the people who are enrolled today. It talks about what may happen in the future if we don't do anything with Obamacare. And as you were explaining, John, it's highly unlikely that the plan will even exist if we don't do something. And so back to your point about the realities of where we're at and some of those myths.
Well, and to put that in a little bit of perspective, prior to the implementation of Obamacare, North Dakotans, there were about 11 to 12% of North Dakotans who didn't have health insurance. Last year, after a number of years of implementation of Obamacare, about 11 to 12% of North Dakotans didn't have health insurance. So it maybe changed the mix of who wasn't getting health insurance. But as far as the numbers go, it's been relatively stable in our state as far as who has been enrolling in healthcare and who hasn't. And I don't, so I guess I'm not seeing where that's going to necessarily change and come from outside of, if Obamacare stays as it is right now, it's crumbling as we watch it, and it's falling apart, and we can either take some actions now, or we can wait for the whole kind of market to collapse, which I don't think is a good thing to do. And back to some of your fear-mongering points as well. I got into the weeds in the first segment a little bit, but the reality is we've got a very robust high risk pool in North Dakota. We've got a very robust option going forward. And, the talk about folks with pre-existing conditions getting kicked off and getting kicked out and not being have health insurance, they're just simply not a reality, especially in North Dakota, given what we have already set up in place. And some tweaks would need to be made to it, certainly, but we're in a very good position in North Dakota to address any changes that come out of Congress.
So my next question to you is, okay, where do we go from here? What should federal health care policy look like in your mind? What should we be doing? Or better yet, what do you the direction that the Senate is going to take now as we enter the second phase of this discussion? What's your analysis of that situation?
Well, if I were king for a day, I'd love to have the state regain control of their health care market, their health insurance marketplace, and allow us to kind of regulate what we do with all the other lines of insurance. We regulate, and except for healthcare, that's done generally at the federal level, which is a little bit frustrating because, frankly, we know our population better in North Dakota. We face different risks than, say, in North New York or Florida. So we're best placed to regulate that marketplace. Now that's the drum we've been banging. We're hoping to get a little bit of movement on that. But in terms of what we're going to see from the Senate, I think we're going to see some utilization of those high risk pools and what that's going to look like and kind of some more increased funding into that. And there have been talk about the subsidies, for folks who maybe couldn't afford health insurance and making sure that they can afford their premium, by way of refundable tax credits. I know that's been a very big, talking point out of the Senate. But the reality is, you know, we don't necessarily quite know what's going to come out of the Senate. They've been working, you know, behind closed doors a lot and working on their plan, which is, you know, in some respects fine. They can kind of develop, they get their thoughts in a row. But what it's going to likely be different from what the House passed. And then whatever the compromise that's going to end up on President Trump's desk is likely going to be different from that. So we're still, you know, we're at the beginning of the second period of our hockey game here for the healthcare discussion. So it's important right now to stay engaged and stay on top of what we're looking at, and we'll continue to bang the drum of we need to have it affordable for everybody in North Dakota, and we'd like to have a little bit more state flexibility to allow us to address our population properly. Again, we're different in North Dakota. We think we do things very well here in North Dakota, and we've got a different population, and healthcare by definition is population focused. And so I think we've got the tools within the state that have been provided, you know, through CHAN, through legislature back in the 80s, to really address some of these needs. We just need to get the federal government out of the way to allow us to do that.
No, and I agree that every market is going to be different, best done locally. There still needs to be some federal tie-in, though, so that we can maybe take advantage of larger pools by cross-border selling, those kinds of things. But you're absolutely right. In terms of fundamental health care, what we do here versus what California needs to do is radically different. And so I agree. I'd love to see us have some flexibility even in Medicaid. One of the things that was suggested to me is that we spend billions in this country in health insurance just reconciling the difference between all the different health insurances we have, the private, Medicare, Medicaid, the military insurance, the veterans insurance programs, the IHS. I mean, one of the suggestions in this is that if the federal government would just consolidate the way that they approach healthcare, doesn't have to be one big pool, but consolidate it, we could save billions. There's lots of ways to address this. What we do know is Obamacare is failing. That is absolutely the case. When you look across the country, we are on the very beginning of seeing many states right now only have one provider that's in the pool. Mm-hmm. And some of those are going to go away. It is just going to collapse. And people recognize that. We just got to do something different. I'm actually glad that the Senate is putting their plan together, behind, you know, kind of in closed meetings at this point, because that whole political churn, and you're seeing what the Democrats are trying to do with this. Mm-hmm. They're calling that, it's not like we're not going to have hearings on it. But right now they're trying to derail it by having the charges of, the big secret plan. Well, the process still will have hearings. But when you look at the long knives that come out and the fake information that gets out there on this stuff, like we saw with the House stuff, I understand why they're doing it the way they are. It is absolutely probably necessary if they're going to have a smart, well-done plan to roll out. And so I'm glad. John, thank you for your time today. Always insightful on this issue. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finkin sitting in for Scott Hennin. And we'll be back to talk about taxes in North Dakota after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What happened? The question we ask in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episode. Today's guest, Maxine Hurd, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the edge of the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions, and half-truth is a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement modeled that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Hurd, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Text at 701-226-8503. Old-fashioned email still works. Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com. Todd Mitchell and Pat Finkett for Scott Hennon. It's brought to you in part by High Plains Apache Knots. Just some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company others keep talking about. Been a windy spring drift, always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system, allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. Our customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache Sprayer works hard for you. That's why, when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do with a support team to back it up. The ET Ag on-site retail store with more than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. Of parts for every brand, not just the Apache. And remind you, they have parts for all brands of sprayers, Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. The ET Ag Center for your application parts, any make, any model. 1701 Eastside Court is basically across the road from Bonanza High Plains Apache. Scott Inanoff checking out fjords and stuff in Norvegia, but we do have Pat Finken on What's in Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd, and thank you, everybody, for your time today. Before we move to our next guest, I want to take one call. Let's go to Mel on line one. Mel, did you have a comment on healthcare? And I've only got about 60 seconds here, so what's your thoughts on healthcare?
Yeah, we need a real in-depth analysis of, you know, something that seems to be pretty important to healthcare, and that is the number of doctors. You add 27 million people to the rolls. Wow, fantastic. How many doctors did we have? How many doctors have left because of the paperwork and all the things that they have to now go through? I mean, this is really the key. Canada, this has been their problem for years now, but nobody will write a story about it. They won't talk about, type in Canadian healthcare crisis into your computer and see how many hits you get. They don't have they've got a shortage of primary care physicians. Where do you think PAs came from? Why do we have PAs? I've got relatives to go to a doctor thinking they're going to see a doctor. They end up seeing a PA. I mean, there's some realities here that need to be dealt with. Everybody wants to talk politics, and there's no honesty, and that's really what pissed me off.
Well, Mel, thank you very much for your comment. Great point about the number of doctors. Of course, supply and demand drives a lot of that. So, Mel, great point. Thank you for your call. I do want to move on, though, because this is an important point. And as you kind of pick up, there's a theme. We're talking about healthcare and taxes today. But also, it's an opportunity for us to set the record straight. There's a lot of misinformation that goes on out there. And one of the things that has bothered me in late is on two fronts. One is on the property tax issue, with how it's being, what happened in the last legislature, how it's being represented as a basically an increase in property taxes driven by legislative action. You're hearing that from local subdivisions. I've seen stories and interviews from people in government at Grand Forks, Fargo, a lesser degree here in Bismarck, but really around the state, you're starting to hear this. And of course, it's a drum that the Democrats are going to beat because they think it's a campaign issue. And of course, local subs are going to look at it as an opportunity to raise taxes. And I just want to get to the truth about this and really set the record straight. And nobody is better at getting to the truth and communicating that than my friend, Senator Lonnie Lafine. Lonnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pat.
How about that for a setup?
That's not a great setup, Pat. I'm not sure I'm the one to set us all straight on this issue.
Well, the point being is that you and Senator Holmberg and other senators from the Grand Forks area, I thought, penned a really good column here recently on this issue and thought it'd be great because the other truth that we need to get to is the oil tax thing. I thought we dealt with that in the last election and really set the record straight there, but it's now appearing again where the Democrats and even some of the media, I've seen a number of stories recently where what the legislature did, not last session, but the session before, has been positioned as a tax cut. And that's just ridiculous. Only in politics could you have a tax reform that resulted in hundreds of millions of dollars in new revenue to the state be characterized as a tax cut, only in American politics. But anyway, let's start first with the property tax issue, because that's a red hot issue as we've come out of the session. And of course, everybody knows that the 12% buy down went away. But that's not the whole story, is it?
Well, it's not the whole story. The 12% buy down went away, but in its place, the legislature's now taken over a 20 mil mandate that we had given to counties to provide social services. When that idea first came through the legislature, the numbers we had been given were that they were pretty similar in scope, that the cost of what the citizens were paying for the 20 mils, which was levied through your county on your property tax, was about the same as the 12 mils that the legislature was buying down everybody's property tax. So we were hoping it was kind of a one-for-one. It turned out to be not quite a one-for-one, but the idea was just to exchange one for the other for the primary purpose of we thought we could control the rising cost of property tax. If we really couldn't control rising property tax costs. We kind of had to get out of the property tax buy-down business. And if I could go back even further, just my own personal belief, Pat, was the legislature probably shouldn't have gotten into the property tax buy-down business in the first place. I think there's been a lot more hand-wringing over property tax than there really ought to be. You know, nobody likes taxes. That's obvious. But North Dakota has always been a sort of low income tax, higher property tax state. But overall, when you combine all of that, we're still a very low taxing state. It's just that we happen to place more on property tax than we do on income tax.
Well, and we could have a discussion about whether the legislature should have got in that or not. And I think that what has happened is that the legislature rightfully has embedded the property tax relief in programs rather than just some across the board lump sum, because then the responsibility for holding the line rests where it should, and that's the local level. But yet we're paying for those things that we should be paying for. Like the county social service is a great example. You know, that was something where the state mandated that, but then the counties had to pay for it. Well, it only makes sense that the state should pay for that. And what's going to happen is that rather than showing up on the bottom of your tax bill in a couple of years, it's going to be embedded, those savings are embedded in your county tax bill. The same thing with education. That's a constitutionally mandated cost that the state's supposed to bear. And so when we moved to 80% and took on the role of most of that, we embedded those property tax buy-down dollars into the funding formula. So really, when you look at the increase in K-12 education and take over county social services. This legislature, despite all the fiscal problems that you guys faced, and it was a big hill, still put more money into real property tax relief at the local level than you had the previous biennium. And that's the story I think we need to talk about, because we got out of the property tax business in direct response, but we took over expenses paid for by property taxes and made that stuff. That guarantees that relief is permanent, but we can't let the narrative stand that somehow they did away with property tax relief. That is just not the truth, is it?
No, it's not. It's not the truth. And you hit the nail on the head. The real property tax relief is still there. We provided more of it this session than previous. And that is there. But we had to clean up the way we were doing it. If the state's going to provide money for services to the citizens of North Dakota, we have to control them. I think we created a real gray area or a cloudy area where people didn't know who was paying for what. And, to be honest with you, I like property tax. I don't like to pay a large amount of it, but as a taxing system, I like property tax. It's local, it's closer. I have more control over who is levying that. I can actually vote for my city council members, my school board members, my county commissioners. I can't vote for those other 46 senators who would spend my tax money. And so I like my tax money to be spent locally. And I will be, keep in mind, too, it's a real struggle for the state of North Dakota with it, having all of its revenue based on oil and income that is an enormous roller coaster, the way North Dakota's economy has been balancing up and down. Property tax is very stable. The valuation statewide of all of our property doesn't change much. So it's a very consistent taxing system that schools, counties, and cities can use to manage the local expenses that we all use. I like property tax the best of the ones we have.
Well, and the problem is always the size of it, because you're right, it is a locally controlled, something you can administer locally, and that's where the control should be, is at the local level. What's beautiful about where we're at today is the state's taken on their expenses that they should pay for. That leaves the locals to do that, but what we can't do is have that be an excuse now to raise local property taxes, because the state hasn't given these folks less money. It's that we've just changed the way we deliver that and tied it specifically. So you're right. I property tax is a very, for local expenses, to have local taxes administered by local people and local voters, absolutely the right thing to do. And we've now successfully divorced the two so that locals aren't trying to pay for state mandates, whether it be education or county social services. But the real fact is that whole number, in terms of what property tax generates in this state is down, and it's down because the state has assumed the things that they rightfully should. And that leaves then you're up to the locals to pay for the things they should pay for. And that's where the control and where we have to be diligent going forward here, or we'll see it, this whole change as something that the locals look at as an opportunity to raise taxes.
Yeah, and we will have to keep in mind as we go through this, there will be some shifting in there. The cities will get a little bit less money from the state than they used to. The counties are going to get a big relief. So, but at the end of the day, at the bottom line of your tax bill, there could be some that go up a little, but there should be some that go down a little, and it should be a wash, or even, like you stated earlier, the net effect was that the legislature put in more money than we had before. And so if there's a tax increase, it's not due to state policy.
So, Lonnie, we're going to shift topics a little bit here, because the other reason I wanted you to come on today, because where you're really up to speed on, is the oil tax issue. And I want to talk a little bit about that, but we'll do it after the break. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and our guest is Senator Lonnie Lafeen, and we'll be back with more after the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side. pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Members of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce, proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, a growing community with a great, great schools, new housing, a golf course, theater, new expanded bars and restaurants. The merchants of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family and raise your kids. They support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-age children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota, up Highway 43 miles north of Highway 2. Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. TiogaND.net with more info and with more. What's in your mind, Pat Finken?
Thank you, Todd, and thank you all for being part of the show and listening today, and thank you, our callers, and of course, thank you to our guests. Of course, right now we're talking with Senator Lonnie Lafine. And Lonnie, like I said, I always learn something when I talk to you. And
And I think your analysis is correct, and I really appreciate, because it's not all the subdivisions. I mean, the schools and the counties are going to have considerably more relief, but the city's probably not as much. And not every community is going to be the same. Some are going to benefit more than others. But the overall effect is there's about $54 million in additional local property tax relief that was passed by this legislature, which means the overall average should be down, for at least in terms of the pressure on local property taxes. And, of course, they're going to get increases due to valuation increases, all that kind of stuff. But I was really concerned about the narrative going on about how somehow the legislature cut property tax relief. And I really wanted to set that record straight. But the other one, which you've been a great voice on, that I think is equally as important, is this idea that somehow the legislature cut oil taxes. And only you and I have talked about this before. Only in politics could that be a statement that anybody makes after what you guys did in the 2015 session.
Well, and only in politics, especially when the numbers are in. You know, one could debate the property tax relief. You know, we think we know, understand what it's going to do. Some are going to go up, some are going to go down, but your consolidated tax at the bottom should be less, you know, pending your valuation. And you could still argue that because there are no numbers in yet. But on the oil tax relief we did 2 years ago, the numbers are in. There isn't any doubt that this was a massive tax. This was a massive increase in taxes against the oil company is what, in effect, we did. And to this day to try and say this was a tax cut is just baloney. It's pure politics.
Yeah, I mean, the tragedy in it is that the people that use it for political gain. I mean, there's no question that that's what's behind this, because, we did something for the evil oil companies who have pumped billions into our economy and hired thousands of people. But, you know, so that starts with the premise that somehow oil companies are evil and you know, shouldn't be treated fairly in the way we do things. But it's even the fact that it's just simply not true. And of course, everybody likes to focus on the rate reduction. You know, that's their argument. Well, you know, we cut the top rate from 10 or 11.5 to 10%, but they conveniently leave out the fact that we took away a massive tax cut trigger. That's really, you can't look at this as one piece or the other. You have to look at it in balance. And in balance, it was a huge tax increase.
It became a huge tax. And just to give you an idea, the numbers to date, well, just since January of last year, so we're about, you know, 1 1/3 years through. That's just about $700 million. If you average that, it's going to be about $1 billion increase in taxes to the oil industry in the first biennium after we did this. And I always like to put numbers in perspective. What's $1 billion to the state of North Dakota? Roughly, the state of North Dakota's budget is about $10 billion per biennium, of which about half is federal money. So our money, our tax money that we all put in, including the oil tax money, is about $5 billion. And $1 billion of that we just picked up through this one bill. Had we lost that $1 billion, the hand-wringing you saw over budget cuts would have been unbelievable. I mean, we would have lost another 20% of our revenue had we not made this change. So I just can't quite understand anybody not understanding that that we needed to do this. The trigger was too big. It was going to cost the state too much. I mean, essentially, it would have wiped out higher education in North Dakota in one biennium. That's the kind of money we were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and just so people understand, what the legislature did is that the trigger they're talking about was a price trigger, which, by the way, we would be in right now. It would have eliminated 60% of the oil tax, because of something that was put in place in the 80s by the Democrat administration at that time, by the way, that would have taken the oil taxes and wiped out 6.5% of them, or the 6.5 of the 11.5%. And we would have been under that for, well, it looks like it could be for some time to come because of what's happening with oil prices today. You can't separate the two. And as a result, I did reach out to the tax commissioner to get the most recent number. As of April, for the first 16 months that the new tax policy is in place, in real dollars, because I like the way you think and talk about real results, not just hypothetical stuff, real dollars to the state budget and to the state coffers,
$686,877,958 in additional revenue. And you're absolutely right. That's, you know, that's what higher ed costs in North Dakota. That would have been the real impact if Republicans hadn't acted. So when it comes to tax policy in North Dakota, get the facts. That's really the point today. Hey, Lonnie, thank you very much for your time today. And, folks, thank you for tuning in today. It's been great fun, and hopefully I'll get back here soon, and we'll spend more time together. Have a great day. This is What's on Your Mind.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.